Joining me live in the studio, we have a special guest. We have the Veterans Agent of Norwell, and that's David Osborne. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, I'm glad to be here, and thank you for helping me spread the word.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's what we were wondering with a number of towns. Are we going to be able to do something this year? Or are we not going to be able to do something? Every town is a little bit different, and I know you work very hard to put on a great program for Memorial Day in Norwell. One thing I have noticed driving through the town are all the flags that line the street. How many are there, and how did that happen?
Well, I think there are about 1,500 as of this morning. And it started last year. I had a few extra flags, and I started knocking on doors. I realized that we were not decorating anything. Most of the other towns have programs, committees, or whatever, to put flags out of some sort. Mm-hmm. And so I had these 300 flags, and I thought I'd give it a try. I started knocking on doors. This year, some kind citizen brought me 750 flags that were very lightly used at Gillette Stadium. And so I thought, gee, we could expand it this year. That's where it's going.
That sounds well. It looks very impressive, and that's nice. But that's just the lead up to what happens on Monday. I know there's no parade this year, but you always have a very nice program on the Common. Tell me a little bit about time and who's going to be involved in it.
Okay, well, it will be Monday, Memorial Day, and it will be 10 a.m. on the Town Common. We have several groups from Norwell that will be involved in it. Mr. O'Brien, John O'Brien, who's the band leader in Norwell, has very graciously, although we could not have a full band, has very graciously picked some students to help him out. And they are...
And then so you'll have like a little, what, like a four-piece ensemble to play? Yeah,
there will be a four-piece ensemble. He has gotten Ben Metzger and Lena Wallum and Faith Gagnon and Hope Josty.
That's terrific.
And they're going to provide some music for us. We have Norwell High School's Madeline Adropoulos, who sang in the virtual before, and she will be singing again the national anthem. Patricia Clark, who's our town clerk.
We mean Patricia Anderson.
Anderson,
right.
Yes. Who's our town clerk, has stepped forward, and she is going to read, at my request, the names of the deceased veterans for the past 12 months. That's something that we did on virtual before, and I think it's probably a nice gesture to the folks that have passed away.
A very good tribute. And I know that the Norwell Police and Fire are always really good about joining in on this day, and I believe scouts as well.
Yes, Norwell Police and Fire will definitely be there. The fire department will be have their honor guard and have a color ceremony. The Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Brownies, Cub Scouts, and I believe the Little League will all be representative on the Common. We tried to make it look a little bit like it would be, minus the march.
Okay. Well, you know what? You always have a good turnout, and I think after this pandemic, I think people are, you know, they've been home, they've got their flags out. I think they're really feeling like they want to commemorate this day because it is so important. Now, getting the latest forecast, it looks like there might be some rain in the morning of Memorial Day. Is this event rain or shine?
This is a rain or shine.
Okay.
I have not considered canceling it at all.
Okay, they grow them tough in Norwell, don't they?
They better.
Okay. So now, all right, so it's Norwell, it's Monday, it's Memorial Day, 10 a.m., everything starts on the Norwell Common. If listeners get a chance, drive down Main Street, that's Route 123, and see all the flags along there. It really is very impressive, and it sounds like you really ran pretty much a one-man operation getting them out there. Anything else you want to add to our listeners this morning?
Please come out. If the weather is not terrible, please come out, and if it's terrible, doubly please come out. We will have a bagpiper. That's a little unusual.
Nice.
And I thought that would sort of... lighten things up a bit.
That's great. Well, you're good at this. You could probably be a party planner, too, beside being a veterans agent. Again, that's David Osborne from the town of Norwell. We're going to put this up online, too, so people can go back and listen to it and remind folks about coming out on Monday. Dave Osborne, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.